99.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
When they can't see that I'm the boy that really needs.
Frail and Bedazzled by the Smashing Pumpkins. This is Zennial Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley.
I hope you guys are having a wonderful Saturday after Thanksgiving. It's the episode 29 post-Thanksgiving Day special. Maybe it's just the Thanksgiving Day special. What do you think of that?
Like, well, that is the Thanksgiving Day special?
Or no, I think the, of song? The song, Frail and Bedazzled.
Sounded like a Smashing Pumpkins song.
It did. It sounded... Peak Smashing Pumpkins. This is, when did this come out? Like 94, maybe? 93? I don't know. It's the album Pisces Iscariot. No one really talks about it. But I talk about it because it's great. That song was great. They got a couple other great hits on there. So what we're going to do today is a little bit different. Why are you making fun of me?
Because it's funny.
Little bit different. We're gonna play, five bands that started making music in the 90s. We're gonna hear those songs, learn a little bit about the band, then we're gonna jump ahead a decade, see how they've progressed into the 2000s. Then we're gonna jump ahead yet another decade into the 2010s, see how these bands have see if they sound different, see if they sound, you know, technically different. Yeah, it'll be fun. So yeah, that was the Smashing Pumpkins back in 1993. That was Jimmy Chamberlin, James Iha, Darcy Retzky and
forgot about her.
Billy Corgan. You forgot about Darcy?
She left, right?
We'll get to that.
Sorry.
Don't ruin the
show. Everyone already knew that.
I mean, that's probably true. She does leave later on. But, you know, it's all right. She's in the band now.
She is? She came back?
She's in the band then, when this album came out. She is an original member, a founding member of the Smashing Pumpkins from Chicago, Illinois. Pretty good. What do you think? So now they have a bass line of the Smashing Pumpkins.
That was more than a bass line.
What does that mean? Is it a joke that I don't get? Yes.
What?
Yes. So now that you know what the Smashing Pumpkins sounds like originally, we'll move on to the next band. The next band.
We're not doing them in order?
So we're doing... No. We're going to do 5 songs, and we're going to take a break, and then we're going to play 5 more songs by the same bands.
Okay. Then in the same order?
In the same order.
Okay.
Then we'll take a break.
Don't get too crazy.
I know. I don't want to confuse people. It's fine.
Confusing me.
It's fine. Let's move on to the second song, which is by a little band called... Pearl Jam. Founding members, Eddie Vedder, Jeff Ament, Stone Gossard, Mike McCready, and Dave
Matthews
Krusen on the drums.
It's not Dave Matthews.
This, from their debut album, the 1991 debut album 10, this is Jeremy.
Let
Stupid Girl by Garbage. Before that, we had Jeremy by Pearl Jam. That's right, Riley. We're going to be hearing a fair amount of Pearl Jam today.
What do you think? Someone Save Me.
What do you think of those two songs?
Well, the last one was good.
It was good.
I don't have much to say about Jeremy.
What? He's a nice kid. I guess. I don't know. Apparently, that was song was inspired by real events. Watch the video.
No.
All right. Anyway, let's talk about Garbage, shall we?
Okay.
So Garbage, original members, Shirley Manson, Duke Erickson, Steve Marker? Marker? I don't know. And Butch Vig. The important name here is Butch Vig.
That's insane. Is that his actual name?
Butch Vig? I don't
Wait, know. What's his name?
Butch Vig.
I thought it was Big.
No.
That's
no, Vig
stupid.
With a V. Okay. The drummer in Garbage, he was also a record producer before that. He produced maybe some albums you may have heard of, Nevermind by Nirvana. He produced Siamese Dream. He produced Gish, both by the Smashing Pumpkins. Apparently, he had produced so many tracks for so many bands, he decided he was going to start his own band and make it a little bit different. And that band is Garbage. The name of that band is Garbage.
I know.
They're a good band. They're a good time. Yeah, what are your thoughts?
I like Garbage.
That's it? That's your thoughts?
Yep.
All right. You want to expound on that?
Expound?
Yeah.
E-X-P-O-U-N-D?
All right. Yeah.
No, not really.
All right. That's
fair. I like
fair.
A couple songs. I think I have a CD or two.
I think you do. I think you have 2.0. I have this pink one. Garbage. There. I used to listen to it when I was in the Navy.
You were in the Navy?
That's right. Back when I was in the barracks, I would put it on, and it was a good album. This is gonna sound like a diss, but it's not. It was a good album that I would put on. I would always fall asleep to it.
Like, so you annoyed everyone?
No.
So they all had to hear Garbage for 6 years?
No, like in the middle of the day, and it was only like when I was at the barracks in Illinois. So I'd put it on, and I would...
They don't have ocean in Illinois. It's landlocked.
No, but that's where the training center is, Great Lakes Naval Training Center. Also, there's a destroyer. I think that Oliver Hazard Perry is at the Navy Pier in Chicago. Somehow they got a destroyer into Lake Michigan. I don't know how. They just did it. Probably sailed it, because, you know, it's a boat. Anyway, I would never... I forget what track 11 is off of this album. Actually, I'll just look it up because I have all of the technology next to me. No, I'm at track 12, Milk. It was a track that I like never heard because I would always fall asleep.
That's like me with Violet. And she used to, you could press her paw and she'd play music. Yeah. And I'd get through like four songs and I never heard the rest of them.
You'd never heard it just because you fall asleep.
Man, they made a different one. I can't get the original one now. And you got rid of it. It's Violet is gone.
Gone.
I literally can't believe you.
You're talking about the Leapfrog
toy? Favorite food is cheese. That's so stupid. Apparently you can like set like a food and color. And he picked orange and cheese because he's weird. I didn't know that until... like maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I thought that was what autism said.
You thought?
I thought it was like randomized.
It's not randomized. I get to pick it. You like cheese?
Not orange.
You like orange?
I mean, yeah, but like.
See?
Man, that was weird.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? All right. Moving on. We got some new. What's next? A little band called Green Day. You ever heard of him?
What?
Ever heard of Green Day?
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, we're going to play a song off of their Dookie album, which came out in 1993, maybe? Ish? Something
Gish?
Like that. Not Gish. Gish was before. This is Dookie. This is When I Come Around.
You crying loud all the way across town. You've been searching for that someone, and it's me out of the crowd. Yes, yes.
to try and slack me down because I know you're right. So go do what you like. Make sure you do it right. You may find out that yourself don't need nothing reserved. You can't go forcing something if it's just not right. No time to search the world.
Stacked Actors by the Foo Fighters. What do you think of that, Riley?
Thanks for the warning. We are coming back.
We're coming back.
That was good.
It's good. It's a good time. That's off of their 1999 album. There is Nothing Left to Lose. Why did I pick that album when there are other Foo Fighters albums from the 90s?
I don't know, actually.
I don't know. I like the first Foo Fighters album, but I think it sounds a little... I don't feel like they were like really into themselves by then. They didn't seem like the Foo Fighters that we know and love today. But I mean, maybe that's the point.
It wasn't today.
That's true. I don't know. That's what I picked. Whatever. You don't like it? Get your own show. Anyway, who's in the Foo Fighters, Riley?
Dave.
Dave Grohl.
That's all I know.
Nate Mendel. Taylor Hawkins.
And Taylor, that's a girl's name.
Well, it's a boy's name sometimes.
No, that's never okay.
And Pat Smear, who had quit the band by the time this album
His name is came Pat out. Smear?
His name is not Pat Smear. It's an alias.
Oh, that's stupid. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he was part of Nirvana. He was a touring guitarist for Nirvana, and he recorded on the In Utero sessions. And then they picked him up for The Color and the Shape, and then he quit. And then...
Didn't Dave play all the instruments on The Color and the Shape?
Dave played all the instruments on the first Foo Fighters album.
Wasn't that The Color and the Shape?
No, it was Foo Fighters.
Then you're lying?
No.
That's what you said. No, 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 no. You said that on another show. I know you said that on another show.
The first Foo Fighters album is called Foo Fighters.
No.
From 1990.
I'm so confident that you said that Dave played all the albums on The Color and the Shape. You said it somewhere on here. Like, I'm not even kidding. Someone go find that. We'll pay you $10.
Well, you're going to pay somebody $10?
If I'm right.
If you're right?
Yeah.
Do you have $10?
No.
All right.
I spent all my money.
That's fair.
The concert.
All right. Well, good luck with that. All right. So, yeah, that's the Foo Fighters. That's the 1 through 5. So, you have 90s versions of The Pumpkins, Pearl Jam, Garbage, Green Day, and The Foos. And after the break, we will come back. We'll play some 2000s versions of all of these bands. But right now, let's hear some, what are these, promos.
Larry Krepke here from Nothing But Old 45 Tim. Larry Krepke here from Nothing But Old 45 Tim, inviting you to check out my brand new show here on WTBR called Sweet Country Music. Some of the best country music ever recorded, like Dolly Parton, Alan Jackson, Patsy Cline, and a lot more. Plus, every show contains a comedy segment that'll put a smile on your face. Sweet Country Music, 11 a.m. Sunday mornings here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Sweet Country Music.
Help children and families struggling with mental health and behavioral issues get the treatment they need by booking an equine-assisted team-building session for your organization at Berkshire Horseworks. All proceeds go directly toward funding programming for those at risk. Call Berkshire Horseworks at 413-698-3700 or visit our website, berkshirehorseworks.org.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer.
WTBR.
We'll be right back.
The Smashing Pumpkins with Stand Inside Your Love on Zennial Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
I'm not Kyle.
This is, this is Zennial Yearbook on WTBR-FM Pittsfield. This is episode 29, the Thanksgiving special. It's a couple days after Thanksgiving when you're hearing this, but that's all right. We hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. We hope you watched a lot of football. We hope the Chiefs lost.
We hope the dog show is good.
We hope the dogs, is that?
Yeah, it's after the parade.
That's right, the dog show.
I never miss it.
Never miss
Except
it.
Except last year when I missed it.
That's
fine. We were in stupid Canada. Hate right. Canada.
What? Canada's great. They just don't have the dog show.
And it's cold and they speak French and they're mean. Do you remember when we went there and some lady went in a store and some lady thought I was six? That was actually so offensive because I was like 12. Look, I know I look young, but I don't look six.
I think she was, I don't know. I don't remember.
If I ever catch that lady, it's on site.
It's on site.
I'm so done with
it. Is that what the kids are
saying?
Like,
actually. Because that was so disrespectful, honestly. Like, why would you say that?
I don't. I do know what you're talking about. We were in Quebec, I want to say.
I don't care.
Anyway, it's fine.
It's not fine.
That was the Smashing Pumpkins. What do you think of that? From their 2000 album, Machina, The Machines of God. A+.
Yeah.
A+, Pumpkins from Riley. I liked it.
I liked it too.
I like the big Smashing Pumpkins ending at the end. It's great. Great. All right. So what else? What's going on with the Pumpkins? Same lineup as before, but after that they broke up. Can you believe it? The Smashing Pumpkins broke up shortly after this album. And then they got back together like 5 years later. Mm-hmm. But James Iha was like, I'm done with you guys. He's out of there. That's it.
Cool.
We're keeping it going with more. Do you remember who's next? Remember the order?
Garbage?
It's Pearl Jam.
Oh, great. I love Pearl Jam. I'm so excited for Pearl Jam.
This is off of their 2002 album, Riot Act. Not Riot by Paramore, but Riot Act by Pearl Jam. What's happened? Matt Cameron has replaced Dave Cruzan at the drums. Matt Cameron, you may remember him from...
California?
No, from Soundgarden. He drummed for Soundgarden. He also drummed for Temple of the Dog. Remember all that?
That was so long.
Oh, man. Those were great. Those were great days. But yeah, he's back. And now he's in Pearl Jam. This is I Am Mine.
That doesn't even make sense. Get a life, bro.
Behind the eyes, there's no need to hide.
Why Do You Love Me by Garbage from their 2005 Bleed Like Me album. What do you think of that?
I thought you didn't know the Red album.
What?
Never mind.
What? Anyway, I mean, I know this song because it was on the radio when I used to listen to the radio.
You still listen to the radio?
Well, when I used to listen to music on the radio.
You know, we have Spotify Premium, and he uses it to listen to the news. And I just think that's insane.
No, I don't.
You listen to podcasts.
Sure.
Like a weirdo.
I mean, that's fine.
It's not fine.
Oh, all right. Well.
I don't understand you.
No. Whoa. No, I guess not.
It seems insane to me.
Garbage is the same lineup. Shirley, Duke, Steve, and Butch. Sticking together through their 2005 album. Riley thinks it's good. Before that, we had I Am Mine off of Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam's Riot Act. What do you think of those two songs?
Okay.
What do you think of the Pearl Jam song?
It was bad.
All right, I'm going to turn you into a Pearl Jam fan.
No, you're not.
By the end of this radio show, you're going to at least appreciate.
I'd sooner order a steak at a restaurant.
That sounds like a good thing to do.
But it's not, because it's me. I spent like $3 to buy a second grilled cheese at lunch. Nothing else, no more soup, just another grilled cheese. It was pretty awesome.
What kind of soup was there?
Tomato.
Well, of course. Deconstructed pizza. That's all that is.
I gave it to my friends. So for lunch today, I had two grilled cheeses and a pack of saltine crackers and a bag of chips.
Nice.
And mom's like, bro, you have to eat some vegetables. And I'm like, no.
Well, I mean, that's definitely a lot of flour.
You're a lot of flour.
I guess. Speaking of a lot of flour, who's next? Do you remember the order?
Foo Fighters?
Nope.
Yes?
No. We're only playing five bands.
I'm trying to think.
It's the only other band.
I don't know. Oh, is it Green Day?
It's Green Day. Off of their 2009 album, 21st Century Breakdown. This is Know Your Enemy.
Yeah.
Long Road to Ruin by the Foo Fighters off of their 2007 album Echoes, Silence, Patience, and Grace. What do you think of that?
Not bad.
Not bad. Man, that song's got like my favorite solo.
Oh, is that what you were like? Ready?
Ready?
Ready? And I was like,
what are you talking about? Yes. Love it. So yeah, what's changed? What's changed with the Foo Fighters?
Not much.
Pat Smear is out. Chris Shiflett is in, playing rhythm / lead guitar, picking up the slack. Yeah. Before that, we had Know Your Enemy by Green Day. Same lineup. You know, Billy Joe, Mike, and Trey. Those guys are still doing their thing.
I think it's really funny that they released 3 albums just so they could make a pun.
Just so they could make an album with Trey.
It's, like, so funny.
It's pretty funny.
They're not that good, but, like, it's funny.
Well, you know, you got to be in for the joke. That's how it goes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, there we go. What do you think?
I think what?
What do you think of that? I think Foo Fighters have definitely turned into the Foo Fighters. This is, like, peak Foo Fighters right about now. Green Day sounds a lot like Green Day, their professional Green Days. We didn't really talk about Garbage, but they sound, you know, pretty much the same, I would say. Garbagey. Pearl Jam sounds like Pearl Jam.
No, they sound garbagey.
Well, that's your opinion.
Because I have the right opinion.
That's like your opinion, man.
What?
I think it's from a movie. Maybe we'll watch that movie. I think it's a little sweary.
I think it's my pick.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know exactly what we're watching.
Back on track. Yeah. I guess that's it for this hour. We will take a quick break and then we'll come back with even more from, you know, the Pumpkins, Pearl Jam, the Garbage, the Green Day, and the Foos. This is Zenny Yearbook on WTBR FM in Pittsfield. We will be right back.
It's a revolution!
Yeah, baby, yeah!
89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield.
Join us for Up on Taconic, a weekly show that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, staff, school programs, and all of the great things that happen here each day. Explore the world with conversations including the culinary arts and other CTE programs. Hear students and teachers discuss the importance of reading and also take a look at the vibrant arts culture in the school and much, much more. Join us every Monday at 6 p.m. for these lively discussions right here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Welcome to the M&M Show. I'm Michelle.
And I'm Mike.
Listen to us every Tuesday from 10 to 12. For eclectic variety of 70s to today of every genre on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield Community Radio.
Radio like it used to be.
radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back, WTBR.
That's Ghosts.
We're back.
Also called Silvery Sometimes, in parentheses, Ghosts by the Smashing Pumpkins. This is in a
Yipper. Is that on the new one?
I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley.
This is from, I'm glad you asked, this is from their 2018 LP named.
What's the LP stand for?
A long play.
Ooh.
This is when, this is goes back to like records. There's like singles and then.
Yeah, I don't
LPs and then EPs and then full-on albums.
EP is an episode, right?
Extended play.
Are you kidding me? Now I sound stupid.
No, you just don't. You weren't around. It's fine.
I've been saying episode for forever.
EP means extended play. It's fine.
It should be episode.
So it's from their 2018 LP, Shiny and Oh So Bright, comma, Volume 1, / LP, colon, no past,
stop.
No future, no sun. The Pumpkins like to super name.
Like Fall Out Boy.
Their albums and LPs. So yeah, what do you think of that?
Not bad.
Sounds like the Pumpkins.
Yep.
Pumpkins still pumpkining?
Pumpkining.
What's going on with the band? Anything exciting? Darcy's gone?
I don't know.
Jeff Schroeder is taking over for Darcy.
They had My Chemical Romance backstage for their concert a couple weeks ago. There's a picture. I was like freaking out about it.
The Pumpkins are still on tour?
No, when they were touring.
Oh.
With Green Day.
Yeah. Yeah.
We could have gone, but he decided not to take me.
It's fine. You'll be all right. What else? James is back. James Iha is back in
Yay.
The band.
They couldn't go on without him anymore.
They couldn't. I mean, he's like...
He's like the guy.
The Smashing in the Smashing Pumpkins.
So is Billy Corgan the Pumpkin? Who's the?
I don't know.
Who's the
The? That's Jimmy Chamberlain.
Okay.
Obviously. All right. Keeping the music going. More Pearl Jam. Look at you.
Yay!
So this is a song called Sirens off of their... What is this? 2013 album, Lightning Bolt. Same, what do they got? The same lineup. We got Matt, we got Eddie, Jeff, Stone, Mike McCready. It's Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam, gonna Pearl Jam. This is Sirens.
Hear the sirens. The sirens, hear the sirens, hear the circus so profound. I hear the sirens more and more in this here town. Let me get my breath to breathe and reach across the bend, just to know where safe I am, a grateful man. The slightest bit of light and I can see you clear. Have to take your hand and feel your breath, for fear this someday will be over.
Mistake I made, it's not my plan to see.
Big Bright World by Garbage off of their, what is this, 2012 Not Your Kind of People album. Before that, we had Sirens by Pearl Jam off of their 2013 Lightning Bolt album. But neither of these bands have changed in the last 10 years. They haven't changed the members. They sound, you know, pretty much the same, I would say. Pearl Jam still Pearl Jamming.
Great.
Garbage is still garbaging. That sounds pretty good. What do you think?
I disagree with the sounds pretty good part.
Sounds pretty what?
Good.
All right. Good. Excellent.
I just literally hear what I said.
You said sounds pretty good.
I said I disagree with the sounds pretty good part.
Oh. No, I guess I didn't hear that at all. It's fine. Anyway, I thought you liked Garbage.
I like Garbage, not Pearl Jam.
Well, why don't you speak into the microphone?
I like Garbage, not Pearl Jam.
You don't have to yell. It's fine.
I'm not yelling. It's this fine. Is my normal volume.
All right. Anyway, yeah, so we're almost ready to wrap the show. What do we got here? We've got what do we have? Something off of the 2016 Green Day album, Revolution Radio. You know that album?
Yep.
All right. This is Still Breathing.
I'm like a child looking off on the horizon. I'm like an ambulance that's turning on the sirens. Oh, I'm still alive. I'm like a soldier coming home for the first time. I dodged a bullet and I walked across a landmine. Oh, I'm still alive. Am I bleeding? Am I bleeding from the storm? Just shine a light into the wreckage so far away, away. 'Cause I'm still breathing.
Rope by the Foo Fighters off of their 2011 Wasting Light album. What do you think of that?
Not bad.
Not bad. It's great for when you're playing Cut the Rope, is what I hear.
That's what I'm doing.
Before that, we had Still Breathing off of Green Day's 2016 Revolution Radio album. You like those? Like those tracks?
I don't know why you picked that song off all the songs off Revolution Radio. There are better ones.
What would like, you What would you have picked?
I don't know. You should have told me.
Oh, well. What are you going to do? Fun fact. That Wasting Light album produced by Garbage's Butch Vig. How about that?
That's weird.
I know. He does everything. Anyway.
Wait. That's really weird, actually.
It's not that weird. He's a music producer.
Yeah,
right?
But didn't he does. Leave the band?
He wasn't in the band. He was in Garbage.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that part.
Right. Yeah, also, Pat Smear is back in the Foo Fighters. Pat Smear from the original In Utero Sessions and The Color and the Shape.
Nice.
Pat Smear, whose name is actually George Albert Ruthenberg.
That's terrible. He sounds like a king.
Is that bad? Why is that bad?
I don't know. Just...
Mm. All right. Well, I guess that's it. That's the show. That's all we have. Although we do have time. Riley, still have that coin? Grab that coin, cause we got a bonus song.
It's Canadian.
Hang on. Don't flip it yet.
I'm not going
don't
to
flip it yet.
Just preparing.
All right. Heads and tails. I got two songs, from which to choose. You're gonna flip. You can't see what I'm gonna pick.
Okay.
One is heads. The second song is tails. The first song is heads.
Okay.
They're gonna be from a band that we've played today, so we're gonna get a fourth song from one of these two people.
Are any of these options?
You can't.
Are
see.
Any of the options Pearl Jam?
I cannot tell you.
Can I flip it now?
No. We're just gonna say, you know, this is the show. We'll be back next week at this time. Yeah, go ahead and flip it.
Oh, dropped it.
Flip it.
Oh my.
Flip it for reals.
I'm trying.
Gosh. Oh, man. What is it?
It's heads,
which means it is the most Pearl Jammy of Pearl Jam
songs.
No!
Are both of the options Pearl Jam?
No, the other one was something else. But...
Don't make me come over there.
You can come over after we start the song. But this is off of their Versus album. This is Dissident. Have a good afternoon, everyone.
He's ruined my afternoon. We'll be right back.
anyway, don't know what happened. That was I'll Stick Around by the Foo Fighters. But apparently the computer had other ideas.
Computers about doing the right thing
about what to play and just went rogue. Anyway, we'll see you next week. Good night, everyone.